But he's also courageously gone on an adventure of self-discovery and finding meaning in all of this. And it's pretty remarkable because it's such a lesson for all of us as we start creating wealth, as we start creating financial freedom in our lives. We are free to do whatever our lives call us to. So we're really grateful to show that money is just not the end of all of this. It's about meaning and quality. And we want to say thank you to the man who's written an amazing book called Journey to Believable. And he's also written The Seven Secrets. He's also been featured in Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Secrets of Highly Successful Network Marketers. I want to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you so sincerely, Donna. I'm always so grateful for you being here, being so consistent and greeting and with a smile in your voice and, you know, warmth in your heart. And we're all so grateful. What a beautiful community we have created. And congratulations. If you're listening to my voice, you created this. You attracted it. You're attracting all these things, right? And so it's just beautiful. Oh, my heart is so full this morning. I'm just so grateful for the celebrations and for the things showing up in my life and recognizing, just for a sec, you know, the brilliance and the greatness and the people that have changed my life, that have helped me see things more clearly, that have helped me on my journey, this journey to truly living an epically amazing life and just having love in my heart. And I just love it. And one of those people that just kind of peered into my life and just like showed me really what was possible by being open. Someone who was just like, okay, what? And then boom, boom, boom. And just completely, when I talk about being on the hot list of existence, I believe she is, because she is recognized by all that there is out there that she is a vehicle for contribution. And she is a vehicle and a channel, if you will, for love and light. To show love and light on people. And I never even heard her say a judgmental thing ever. And she takes the teachings that are given to her by like a Dave MacArthur or Jeffrey Combs or Jennifer Trinkner or Rhonda Collier or if I've ever shared anything, she just takes it and runs with the truth. And I want to announce that this is Thursday. This is her call, but for the first time ever on a Thursday, she has officially broken through the rank of 6-star Golden Circle. 6-star. And I don't even remember. I think just like a year and a half ago, she was like 1-star. And so she's just, it's a testament. It's an epic testimony to what is possible. I just want to congratulate you and honor you. Casey Plus, good morning.
Good morning.
Woo!
It is. It's so exciting. Everything that is going on. And, yeah, I think I picked up one or two things from you, Lenny. You named everybody. And maybe something from me. A lot from you. So just really in gratitude. And everybody has that ability. It's not like just something that some people can do. You know, everyone can do it if they make the decision and they 100% commit to it. Now, you know, making the decision and saying that you want it isn't the same as, you know, really making the decision that you're 100% committing and you're not doing things when it's convenient, but you're doing things that are required, what's necessary, you know, always showing up and not just when it's convenient for you or and that's really what I've been doing. That's just run with this. And, you know, you talk about the 6-star, but that really just represents, there was so many rank advancements when I hit it last Sunday. I hit it when I was actually in a presentation talking about geometric progression and numbers and with consistency and time. And that's really what it is that I've really started to educate my team on, other than, of course, you know, the thoughts. And we always talk about the laws. And when I say laws, I mean cause and effect, right? So there's a cause and effect for everything. And it really is, we have to tap into that, and we have to learn it ourselves so we can teach our team, because that's going to bring a lot of greatness into every single area of their life. It's not just going to be in their isogenics business. It's going to be in their family. It's going to be if they're in a current career right now and they're trying to switch over to do isogenic full-time, it'll make that currently better. Their relationship with their self, their self-love, and focusing on all those things is really the foundation that we're building our team on. It was so funny. We were saying that we should rename ourselves not like the Have It All team, but we should be Team Rainbow Unicorns and Butterflies, because we're always just really focusing on these dreams and really just, you know, doing it ourselves. So then we pass it over to those coming into our team. And then it's just about the painting the picture of the vision, the vision of what this is, and just knowing that the greatest industry in the world with the greatest company, the Jim and Kathy Coover, Eric, and now PETA, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. And to know that we have that and to not 100% commit or to not, you know, jump all in, it really is. You know, you just got to ask yourself those questions. What is it that, you know, if you're not seeing your business grow where you want it to grow, what is it that, why are we not jumping 100% in and committing and really, you know, putting into action, because action breeds certainty, you know, and doubt and inaction is going to bring, you know, you just fear and all those things. So that inaction, that's just is going to breed doubt and fear. But action, man, action just builds belief. It builds truth, knowing, you know, you start perfecting things to you, and you make it your own. And that's just really, you know, what I've been doing. And, you know, and I have. I've been living out of a suitcase. You know, I don't have kids. So I have been living out of a suitcase. Not only have I been building my business on Facebook, you know, and a lot of my team's building on LinkedIn and stuff too, and social media. I'm building live. I'm doing it all because I'm all in. So I'm traveling. I'm doing events. Then I, you know, then at night I'm staying up. I'm doing Facebook, and I'm really pushing hard because I know that pushing this hard and working with my team to get them to a certain level and really create a lot of leaders, that's going to be the long-term freedom that allows me to fulfill my purpose in this life. And it's getting people incredibly healthy on the journey. So I just love isogenics so much. My heartfelt wish for everyone is that you treat isogenics like it's an absolute profession. You know, that you've invested $150,000, $200,000 to start a company up, and that you show up every day, all the time for yourself, and for everyone around you, because it really is. It rewards you beyond anything that I ever once imagined, and I know I'm just getting started. So it's just incredible, Lenny. I'm just so grateful.
Casey, thank you. I mean, those are just words of pure truth. And I just want to honor and say amen to everything you said. And I love one thing specifically. You said you're all in. You've always been all in. And all in is one of the most beautiful things that can happen to you. When I say you, Casey, but I say you, every one of you listening. I say it to me, Lenny. Be all in. Be all in. I mean, when is it the right time to share a message that's going to transform a one person and then their relationship and then their family and then their extended family and then their neighborhood and then their community? When is it the right time to do that, to have a 5-minute conversation, part-time or full-time, right? It's all in. Because when we're all in, we all win around you. So, I mean, you've just been so beautiful in your example to us of what all in means. And it's just beautiful. Yes.
When you really are all in, and not just saying that you're all in, but you're matching your beliefs, your actions, your thoughts, because you're working on it all the time and you're all in, the people that start showing up in your business, I can't even believe it. I mean, Belinda Foster had me in this meeting the other day with this gentleman who's going to not only transform tons of lives through isogenics, but what he can offer in other avenues. I'm learning more from the people coming into my business than they are going to be learning from me. And when you really, really commit, it is. Those people just start showing up in your life, and it's just incredible, the working together and to improve every area of so many people's lives. And I promise, when you commit, doors, universe, God, he just starts throwing things at you, and just to keep you going, keep you growing and growing and growing, because you've 100% committed to yourself, to your life, and to improving other people's lives, and it just becomes this heaven on earth of just growth. And it's work, but it's so worth it, and it's you just can't put it into words when you really become all in what starts happening.
Mm. Amen. And I don't know, you know, yesterday I filled in for Rhonda, and what channeled through me was to help people be all in on managing their state each day, every hour of every day, every 15-minute chunk of every hour, and even to the point where we can start to regulate and manage and become the captain of our state, the king of our reality, the queen of our reality. And when you're all in, you are that thing. And you're right. It's what we learn from other people. It's like, yes, you're a yes to what's happening. You're a yes in all ways, and it shows, because you're a vibrational match with what's happening, just like what you're doing, what you're showing, doesn't it just feel to be, what does it feel like? Let's close. I just want to ask you this one question, this last question. What does it feel like to be a channel or a vehicle for blessing and contribution? Do you ever even feel like you're doing that, or are you just being blessed? I mean, how does it feel? How does it work for you?
I know that I am, absolutely, but I also know that I'm receiving just as much. It's in such a reciprocal relationship of giving and receiving amongst my entire team, and we're really instilling that into our culture. And it's the same. I mean, I give them of my time and my training and what I've learned from going through it, or, you know, doing events with people and calls. But, I mean, it's the same thing that they give me. I mean, you know, the letters, the gifts, the flowers, the ways that we try to express our gratitude to one another all the time. But then we can just look at each other and, you know, we know that we don't even have to say anything because we feel it, or because we know that we're all growing, and we're all so open to it. And there were so many rank advances on Sunday in my team when I hit 6-star. It was just incredible. Everybody was just taking advantage of that crystal director. And we're all pushing, and it's just reciprocal. I mean, you feel it. You don't even have to put it into words. We're at that place where we don't even have to put it into words or to gifts, even though we're constantly always doing that. The text messages, the I love you, the thank you, just the, you know, just the random cards. You can't put it into words, because it's just this feeling of bliss and gratitude and joy. And above all, it's just true unconditional love of just growing together.
Mm. Oh, I love it. You know, and thank you for always supporting, you know, the things that we've done together, the Follow Your Bliss retreats. And, you know, what I'm getting now is that, yes, follow your bliss, but right before you follow your bliss, you decide your bliss. You deserve your bliss. You manage your bliss. You create your bliss. And as the bliss is being felt in you, the joy, the peace, the love, then you are in perfect alignment with everything you've ever asked for, everything you've ever wanted. And so it comes quickly, quickly, quickly. You know, it's so beautiful. Dave, the other day on a call, coined the term ISA reciprocity. It's the only seven-syllable word I've ever seen. ISA reciprocity. It's a great word. And the law of reciprocity is what you're doing. You are like the definition of reciprocity, the law. When we help other people, when we guide other people, when we love other people, we are simply loving ourselves. We're guiding ourselves. We are then in turn just being that receiver of the goodness that we're giving. It's like the same thing. It's so beautiful. And the lives that we're changing, and the lives that are coming alive, and they're starting to tap into their true potential, their sacred blueprint of their purpose. And freedom is one of those key ingredients. And so we are deliverers of freedom. We are freedom creators, freedom makers. And we then deserve all of the freedom and all of the abundance to help pay it forward even more. So, Casey, I just want to honor you and really thank you for the work that you've done. And I know you're super humble, and and but receive the accolades, receive the mention of what's happening, and just keep doing exactly what you're doing, paying it forward, always, constantly paying it forward. What glorious creation is next? What glorious thing do you get to participate in next? You know, and mm-hmm. it's just so beautiful to watch. And thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Lenny. Thank you. So grateful.
And guys, again, on the Lenny Evans 123, I noticed today that Larry Fuchs posted the call from yesterday. And if you haven't had a chance to do the two-hour challenge, to raise your vibration, this two-hour challenge will bless you for the rest of your life. I know, it's a big promise. I know, you may be skeptical. I know all those things, because I was all those things. But I'm here to promise you that as you consider the invitation, as you accept this idea to do this two-hour challenge that I explained yesterday on yesterday's call, so you can go listen to it because it's already posted, just follow through. Just give it a shot. Go for it. Be all in on your vibration, because it's the number one thing that affects everything in your world, everything around you, every person that comes in contact with you. It all stems from self-love. I want you to know, in closing, take a breath. You are unconditionally loved. You are unconditionally appreciated. You are unconditionally forgiven. Thank yourself. Honor yourself. Forgive yourself. Love yourself first. And watch how love appears everywhere in your world. We're grateful for all of you. Thank you for being here. And tomorrow we'll be on same time, same PIN number. And I can't wait to share a message with you. So with that, I'll unmute the lines. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isogenics, and let's truly create magnificence today. There we go. Okay, we are live. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics.
Beautiful, you all.